Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, August 11th. Earth has something in common with Titan, the largest moon of Saturn. They're the only two bodies in the solar system with liquids flowing and ponding on the surface. In the case of Earth, that liquid is water. But on frigid Titan, it's liquid hydrocarbons, methane and ethane. Titan is the second largest moon in the solar system, a bit bigger than the planet Mercury. Its surface is extremely cold, hundreds of degrees below zero. Its atmosphere is thicker than Earth's, and it's topped by a dense layer of smog. The Cassini spacecraft used radar to peer through the clouds, and its findings were remarkable. It discovered rivers flowing across the surface, emptying into lakes and seas. It also found clouds, which occasionally produce rain. Everything we can see on Titan contains a lot of carbon-based compounds, some of the raw building blocks of life. That's led to speculation that Titan might have the precursors to life, or even life itself, hidden in a giant ocean below the crust. To be clear, there's no evidence of life, but future missions to Titan will sniff around for such evidence, perhaps adding to the list of things that Earth and Titan have in common. Saturn appears quite close to our own moon tonight. It looks like a bright star to the lower left of the moon as they climb into good view by about 11 o'clock. But you'll need a small telescope to pick out Titan. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.